Good morning to all of you. We're so glad that you're here on the first Sunday in January. We thank the Lord for His goodness to us and bringing us through 2018, and we look forward to the opportunities and the challenges that face all of us in this brand new year. In our call to worship today, I'm in Mark chapter 4, and I wanted to share some thoughts from verses 21 and 22 of this particular passage. And He said unto them, and this is Jesus speaking, "Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad." You know, one of the great lessons of this particular passage of Scripture is that light challenges darkness. Darkness cannot exist in the same place as light. It's either there or it's not. And the same thing is true with darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. And, you know, God has called us to be a light. We're to be a light in this world. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And I thought about, in relationship to a brand new year, how important it is for all of us to be a light. And when Kevin got back, he asked for a set of keys, and so I was putting them together, and I found my little light keychain that I got this past year, so I put the keys on that and gave it to Kevin. I said, "I've got a very special light for you." He clicked it and it didn't work. And so we fiddled with it and we got it to work sometimes and sometimes not or whatever. And I said, "Well, I hope you enjoy your brand new light." It's got Gospel Projects on there. It has the address and everything. And we were joking about the really expensive light that I gave to Kevin with his keys. But you know, sometimes we're like that. We have to sit there and be fiddled with to get our light to come on. All right. Now, no one wants a flashlight like that, I can tell you. You know, one of the things about a light on an iPhone or a smartphone is that it's always consistent. I like that about that. You hit the button, it comes on. I've got some flashlights in my drawer in my office that you have to bang on it, you know, to get have the alignment of the planets to get the batteries on in line to get it to show. And that ought not to be the case when it comes to being Christian. It says, "Let your light shine." We're not supposed to be hidden. We're supposed to be a bright light for this world. We're to expose darkness. We're to shine the light of the good news of Jesus Christ wherever we go. And so I want to encourage you this morning, as we've entered into a brand new year, that you work on your light. Make sure your light is truly reflecting the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need to be the ones that have to come up and constantly be tapping on, trying to get it to work right, adjust the batteries, all that kind of stuff. Our light should be shining forth because it's the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. May our light not be hidden this year. May it not be put in an inappropriate place. And may it be always shining brightly for the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that we can take that challenge into this new year.